How great was Sunday? It was yesterday. So
today's Monday.
Yeah.
April 15th.
How great was
In the
was
year
yesterday?
Of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it funny? The calendar.
Yeah.
Because it's all centered around Jesus, right? If you think about it.
Give me more, Jordan. Give me more of this.
Let's just go back. What year is it? It's
2024. Yeah.
So I think the church was like, okay, zero is Christ's birth. And then he died, and we're like, all right, this was the world altering event. Let's base the calendar off of it. That's to my knowledge.
Wow.
What it was. It was the early Roman Catholic Church.
Okay. Why do we have 12 months?
Dude, now you're in the areas that I know nothing about.
Yeah, that's a real
good
one.
I don't know anything. But anyways, okay. I do know about how Sunday was yesterday.
How?
Yesterday, if we could be time travelers.
It was amazing.
We'll go back yesterday. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, so myself and five others.
Yes.
Three amazing kids, wonderful kids. Met them all three for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our friends, Jordan and April.
Jaren. I'm Jordan.
Yeah. All right. Erase that. That cut. Jaren and April. Yeah.
Jaren and April.
Yeah. We all got baptized.
It was amazing.
Here's a few. Very, very cold water.
Boom. I'll put up a picture. There's pictures. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
Yeah. I could do that. We can do that.
That would be pretty cool. Boom. It was.
Or video. Boom.
There's not a lot of days or moments or things in life that are, to me, life-altering or life-changing for better or worse. And there's been some, right? Everyone goes through bad stuff. Maybe a flood of the house. It's like, well, I will never forget that. That was a weaker moment of the life, right?
Yeah.
But, of course, yesterday was one of the most positive moments. And it's, there's, what, 10 a life or 15 a life? That was one of them.
That's big. How did it feel? I had the honor of doing it. For me, I was
How did that feel for you?
It's always weird. I'm like, I hope I don't screw this up because it means so much to you. It means so much to the person that's making the decision to follow the command of Christ in baptism.
Right.
And I was just like, Brooke and I were like, okay, what are we going to say? Because I remember the first time in October was the very first time I baptized somebody.
Okay.
And it was one of our youth students. His name's Connor. He's an awesome kid.
So around like 5-6 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Like last year. That was the first time I ever baptized somebody.
Wow, okay.
And I've been a pastor for like 5 years, but I've been in ministry since I was like 16.
Yeah.
And I
would have assumed earlier or more. Brooke's
like, you know, can anybody baptize somebody? I'm like, yeah, you don't have to be a pastor to baptize somebody.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Just be a Christian. Like, there's nothing.
So any Christian can baptize?
As far as I know, as I'm concerned, you know, like, why would anyone prevent or put the hindrance of, like, church order around a baptism?
It does make sense. Yeah. And I say this is one of the main, not one, probably the main reason of why we're even here in this amazing room right now with the great setting, with great light in behind us.
Oh, and the best is yet to come.
Yeah, the best.
It's only going to get better.
I love it. Is to reach more people. And I want to say hopefully reach more non-believers to believers, but just all.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get one. I keep on saying that.
Or two.
Yeah, two. But I feel like I interrupted, so I do apologize.
No, we've gone everywhere.
So Sunday, what I was saying is, you to me at least, for someone really just honestly in that moment, 25 hours ago, whatever it was, you can't ruin the moment. It's beyond magical. It's because there's no, I feel structure. It's almost kind of a little bit like birth, and I know, of course, even birth can go sideways sometimes, but even there's some things that happen in that room. Maybe it's not the 100% proper or, a worker says something, but it's still the most magical.
Yeah.
You can't ruin it. It's unbelievable.
You can have a plan going in.
Yeah.
It's never going to be like the plan.
Right.
It just, guys, if you don't have a child yet, you'll learn.
Yeah.
Like, it is never like the plan. But it is always very special. And so it was an honor to baptize you.
Dude, I appreciate it. I was so pumped. I knew
Dave's got his shirt on. He's got this is what he was baptized in.
I washed it. I wore it all day. It was wet.
Yeah.
So I washed it and dried it. So here's my already devotion, right? So I tried to dry it last night, and I guess me and the dryer, we're just not sync. Yeah. We don't see eye to eye sometimes. So when I woke up at 5:55 to get the kids ready on a beautiful Monday afternoon, beautiful day, everything that was in the dryer was still wet. Ugh. I was like, no.
That's the worst.
I was like, this is the shirt I want to wear. So I am dried wearing it. This shirt. So dried it again. And then I walked around SeaWorld all day. So that helped me dry it more. So that was just.
Nothing like the Florida sun.
Yeah. The Florida sun is the organic dryness, the dryer. So it was awesome. But man, it was amazing.
I could tell it meant a lot to you and your family. And we had friends showing up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll get in that in a second. I will. I was so happy for them. So happy.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And today, so me and Pastor Michael were talking about the baptisms, and it was, I think, like, it just shows the fruit of what God is doing in our church, right? And, like, when there's life, like, you're going to have evidence of life.
Yeah,
I
believe that.
And so it was really cool how it happened. Like, six people, three of them were kids that go to Warner Christian, right? Which is our school. If you don't know, we have a K-12 school, well, preschool through 12th grade. That
pretty decent basketball team.
Pretty decent. Yeah. Pretty decent. To have three kids that are growing in Christ in our school want to make this decision, no pressure from their parents. This was something that they wanted to do.
It's amazing.
And then you guys are there too. One of the kids had said, like, I wasn't there for it, but Brooke was telling me, these guys were telling me, like, one of the kids was like, why are you getting baptized?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they didn't understand how you could be an adult and get baptized.
Brooke was like, we'll talk about this later. Like, we got music out there. People are waiting, you know, and the pool wasn't getting any warmer.
This is about to happen.
This is happening. We'll talk later.
Yeah. That was another thing. We're going to heat it next time.
Yeah. It was okay. So
there's always room for improvement, everybody.
Oh, this is it. This is it. For one, Jordan's wife, Brooke, she was there's always unsung heroes. Maybe we'll do like an unsung heroes in the Bible. That'd be a good one.
That's a good
one. Brooke was definitely the unsung hero. She's amazing. She's always amazing every time, at least I see her or talk to her. But like back there, she's like, boom, you guys go here. Boom, you guys here. Here's this shirt. And then the kid, and then she's like, knock on the door. She's like, all right, guys, we're going to line up like this. And I was like, dude, I was just, because I love behind the scenes stuff like that. With the things I deal with, life and like my other show I do, and it has MMA stuff, and like I love the behind the scenes because so much stuff really does happen. Like everyone just sees this right now.
You don't know what's happening behind the camera.
yeah.
You don't know.
And it was awesome. So absolute shout out to Brooke.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Man. She does stuff like that all the time. Like, she's the unsung hero of my life, actually. Like, I wouldn't get half of anything done without Brooke. She's, even today, she texts me, hey, reminder, like, remember to email that guy that we needed to email about this thing. She's like, see, what would I do without you? And she's not, I don't treat her like my assistant. I don't, like,
I may
have said one time, schedule an oil change for me, but like I ordinarily don't treat her that way. Right. She helps me in all the deficiencies that I have. So she's good. She'll pick up the slack around here too at church. She's
amazing.
And she's like, here's how we can do it better next time. And she like has a plan, you know?
Love it.
And I'm like, okay.
Love you, babe. But yeah, it was, Buzz describing words of amazing or, you know, outstanding or great doesn't even do it justice at all. Just a very, I even talked to Pastor Michael afterwards, we talked about it even on this Church Chats podcast. Maybe that might be the name.
Let's get into it at some point.
Yep. But it felt so lubricating. You're the same person. Your skin doesn't change, but you go under and you pop up and it's just like, like a magic dust.
Yeah.
And it's like already that moment, that night, this morning, I know it's only been 27 hours and 32 minutes since, but it's been awesome. It's been great.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Man. Yeah. I think that, Brooke and I know Pastor Michael as well, like we wanted it to feel like this is a big deal, you know, like this is a big deal and this should be a celebration of what's gone on in your heart with Christ. And so like even, you know, talking to you about it, talking to Jaron and April about it, like about what God has been doing in your life and how this is, you know, to just like we take for granted, I think, the years that people are obedient to Christ in their life. And it's not a small thing. It's a really awesome thing. And it's something worth celebrating. And if you're going to be obedient to the idea of just being baptized, like you're following the Lord's command, like that's not something I want to take lightly. I want to be like, okay, kudos to you, man. Yeah. Let's go. Thanks, we're brothers, thanks, you know, man. Like we're in this together. Yeah. And I don't know, for me, like being able to perform the baptisms, obviously super honored. Like I feel super grateful that I was asked and just it adds this kindredness towards each other.
Yeah.
But then also what adds the kindredness is like the spiritual aspect of like, you know what? Like we're in this and we're in this for life. You know, like we're 100% in this with Jesus and we want to live for God. And like I said, I got out of the baptismal and we're just like about to change and stuff. And I'm in the hallway and I'm like, guys, it's like the mafia. Once you're in, you're not getting out. It's like, and I don't mean that as like a personal possessive way. I just mean like the Lord has secured this. Like we're going to be brothers in Christ for life and into eternity. There's that forever hope and that promise that we have. And I'm just stoked about it.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I'm stoked.
It was amazing.
It was such a highlight of the year for me.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's I mean, awesome. Seriously, it was That's like awesome. The best weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even, and for me, at least personally, I was I talk MMA stuff and I have a show/podcast. So there was actually a really big event the night before. And I decided for the first time ever to do like, we were going to do a watch along during the event.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big numbered event. It was probably honestly one of the biggest events of all time. So I was like, hey, we're going to do it from the beginning to the end. Like we're going to go for it, guys. And at least me and a couple people at the company, we're like, yeah, we love that idea. So I was live for 7 hours and 42 minutes straight. It was one of the most, I was like, it was amazing. I was like so proud. I'm like, that was like an accomplishment. Yeah, just an to do anything game. For.
It's like a marathon.
Yeah. For do anything in life for eight like straight hours. It was just, it was wild. And yes, it went really late into the night. And even with that, I could not wait to wake up on Sunday morning. I was so eager, like so excited.
That's so cool.
And, you know, everyone has those probably feelings about something, right? If it's their personal birthday, maybe some people don't want other people to know their birthdays. That's
we were just talking to somebody about that.
Behind the scenes story. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever the incident is, I know people that are like, oh, I cannot sleep the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I felt. It was awesome.
That's so cool. Well, I'm glad you did it.
So another thing I picked up on Sunday, and I mentioned it to my beautiful wife Sunday when we were leaving, driving. I was like, hey, so saw Jordan during the middle of the week before Sunday. And you're like, yeah, there's something itchy about my throat. Something's not right. I was like, I'm not too sure. And dude, and Jordan's going to be like, all right, Dave, enough of it. I absolutely love Jordan singing. Like it's the highlight of my week. Wow. Each week, so every time this man sings Sunday morning and that four song set, I'm like, best part of the week. But I did notice a couple of times, maybe when you were trying to go somewhere with it and we're like, and I just where you're like, nope, don't have it. And I noticed the Amazing Lucy was kind of maybe leading some of the was working it, but how you holding up, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You're doing all
the
right?
The phlegm is for real.
Yes.
I will try my best to not cough this afternoon as we're recording.
Am I right? Did I pick up on something a couple times on Sunday?
So we have on Sunday mornings, we don't rehearse midweek. Lots of churches will like pick a Thursday or whatever to do a rehearsal. We rehearse the morning of, and we just come a little earlier. We only have one service, so for the 10 a.m. service, we show up at 8 to do a rehearsal. It's not a practice. Like I all the band members, like they're supposed to know their parts. We're not there to learn things. Like we'll go through what we want to do on the song. And I always tell the team, subject to change, you know, like things happen. Like we want to be receptive to what the Holy Spirit's doing.
Yeah.
We're not going to sing a chorus 8 times if people are just like, I'm not going to connect to God right now. I'm not worshiping. Let's move on. Let's find something that's going to work, you know? Well, we started the rehearsal and I said, hey, my voice didn't work last week. Let's see if it's going to work today. And if not, I said, Lucy, we're going to have to figure something out today. We got through the first song in rehearsal and I said, okay, change of plans.
Yeah, yeah.
So we changed two of the songs.
Okay.
And it legit was like, Lucy is leading the melody on all of these songs.
Right.
And where I can go there in the service,
yep,
I'll save it and we'll go there do that. And so I felt like I was still leading worship, but I was very much like, Lucy's going to carry this vocally.
Which she's amazing.
She's awesome. Yeah, she's one of our high school students. Shout out to Lucy. Whitechapel Church, Warner Christian Academy. Amazing. Yeah. So she's awesome. And she saved my butt, you know, like she really did. And so, just some church leadership thoughts. Have people around you that can help you and that can fill in the gaps and can take your place. Like, I think at the end of the day, we're not supposed to be so important that we can't be replaced. You know, we want to train people to replace us. Not that I'm going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just saying that we should always have people that can pick it up right where we left off. And so that's been my heart. And to be able to pour into her and help her become a young worship leader. I mean, she's a teenager and she can lead worship and she's beginning to discover some of the gifts that God has given her. And that's really
she's
cool.
Amazing. I've got nothing but high praise and for her. She's awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But it was
so you could tell.
Yeah. With me knowing a little behind the scenes story. So, and then I was in tune for just the day in that morning. I was I was like, I see Jordan going for it. Nope.
Ain't happening.
Not happening. I was like, I just wanted to like reach out to you. I was like, my hand touching your hand. I was like, let me help you somehow.
It's like, I'm not putting the guitar down today because, I can just rest on this guitar.
It was wild. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, let's talk about the name.
Okay.
We need, like, it's not just like an image thing or semantics or whatever. We actually just need something to call this thing that we're doing here, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't really know. I kind of want it to like, you know, kind of summarize the whole thing. But the whole thing is that like we're dads. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about church.
Yeah.
Where obviously we get into theological topics. We get into worship music and different things like that. Dave was baptized. Like you're going to hear it all.
Yeah.
You know, you really are. And so, we were kicking some ideas around. Yeah. We're open to ideas. If anybody's listening to this and they go, I know what this should be called. Dumb and Dumber. No, just joking. Don't call it that.
And it's so amazing that someone we are literally in it. We're sitting down in it. Someone outside will like, hey, I think, what do you guys think of this? And be like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like it's something. Yeah. We're talking, we're chatting, you know, Jordan had a great idea. Something about like church chats podcast.
I looked White it up Chapel. Too. I couldn't find a church chats podcast.
There you go.
I was looking at other stuff.
We both love coffee. Ooh, like dads look, chatting.
Do you remember that we had the bumper stickers a while ago at church? No. I cut one off and I just stuck it on here.
Look at you.
Yeah. I was like, I can't afford an engraved Yeti, but I could put a sticker on my Yeti. Let's go. Man,
at the Van Auken house. We have donated way, way too much money to Tervis. Yeah. Way too much money. They're their stock is.
They would say goods and services.
Yes. Right? Wow. They would say it's. We have cups for me. Definitely cups for the Susie, yeah. And then the kids. Like that's what happened. We really like them. Me and Susie like them because it keeps our coffee hot.
Yes.
Or I'm personally usually an iced coffee guy, so it keeps my coffee cold. Susie loves water, ice water. And then the kids saw it, so they're like, "Oh, if you have a Captain America cup, we want a Captain America Tervis."
Absolutely.
So we go to the stores, and they're $24 for a kid's cup. But yeah, they're
don't
so
even get me started on inflation. It's fine. We're not going to go there.
Yeah. That's another show.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, so we have unsung heroes in the Bible. That's another episode. Inflation's another episode. So we got lined up. It's but I'm traveling at the end of this week. I'm excited for that. Yeah. I am excited.
So what is travel for you? What is it different every week? What does that look like?
It's different every week, but it's good now. At least lately, I travel less. Mm-hmm. I used to travel all the time, too much. I felt it, and at least family, but with the kids growing up so fast, and there's so much stuff going on. Like, one, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to miss anything. And two, sometimes I can't. Like, Susie needs another car, another helping hand to just make all this work. So right. I definitely travel less, but I'm this weekend coming up traveling to Bangor, Maine.
Let's go.
Never been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only heard about it and seen it on Google Maps.
Okay.
So I'm excited about
Google
that.
Google will show you all the images.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It looks, I guess they have a lot of moose there. I'm excited for that. And I gotta say,
this is what I said about Dave. I was, you know, like when we were doing the baptism, I felt like I wanted to, you know, if people haven't met Dave, I wanted to give him a heads up. This is who Dave is. Like, I know he's a Christian. Like, I've been around Dave. You should get to know Dave. He's awesome. Meet Dave. And I was saying, like, Dave's busy. Dave's up all hours of the night. Dave's driving everywhere. And Dave's always here. And I think that is, it's rare in this day and age. Because like a lot of Christians, they'll say, I go to church regularly. And statistically, what that means is someone goes to church once a month.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? That's like I think that's a Barna statistic, is that like the average church goer is a once a month church attender, which means that's 12 times a year. Like,
wow,
that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't do anything well if I only do it 12 times a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just want to commend you, obviously,
on your
attendance.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, I think it's a good thing. But I think even if I wasn't a pastor, if the Lord said, hey, you're not doing vocational ministry anymore, you're going to work, I feel like a value of my life is this is where I'm going to be on Sunday.
Yeah,
morning.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And that's how my wife and I feel. Yeah.
So what's the fruit of that been in your life? Like, what has that done for you? And what does that mean?
That's a great question.
Just putting them on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't talk about any of this.
I love it. To me, at least, it's a more positive reinforcement and outlook on an everyday fashion. Keeps you grounded, keeps you whole, and also just brings you, at least for me, going every Sunday from, you know, it's been multiple years. And then we were the same way before the whole pandemic incident and then afterwards. So at least for me, it's brought me definitely closer to God, church, you know, everything, right? So it's just... hearing that statistic, I'm almost like, man, like I'm bummed out actually about it.
Yeah, sorry. This is not a downer show. That's not what I meant.
It's like, and we, at least for our family, we work really, really hard to make sure we are all of us. And then especially with our kids, we think it's so important to have them here every Sunday and keep growing up in it and them getting stronger and closer and everything of that nature. So it's something that we are striving for hey, we're here on Sunday.
And I think it's worth commending because you're not just preaching this to your kids, you're practicing it in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy you said that. So happy. I think it's anything in life, anything. I think if someone talks about it, or maybe the right word is preaches something about it, but if they don't do it themselves,
yeah,
there's some kind of disconnect with that person, or even there's the disconnect of what they're trying to preach about.
Right.
So,
and guess who the best people are at figuring out where there's a disconnect? It's your kids who see you at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the private places of your home where other people do not see. And they're like, I know the real you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where, like, if you're preaching something, that's something you don't practice. Eventually it's going to fall on deaf ears, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
And so I would commend you. I think that's awesome. And I think there's a lot of people that say, you know, oh, it's just so much, like four kids getting to church on Sunday morning or in the morning on my day off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's too much. Like, and the church just wants my money and they don't blah, 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 all this stuff. You don't need to pay to go to church. It's not a country club. You know, I think it's awesome that you guys make it a priority, and I think that there is value in it. There's also statistics that will say, you know, like the divorce rates of Bible practicing Christians lower than anybody on the planet. Like, so not just people that like say they're Christians, but people that attend church regularly.
Wow.
If I could find those statistics, you'll see them on the screen. Boom, 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 boom.
It's like 4D.
Boom. Cool. It's out there. But there is something about practicing the things that God says to practice and to prioritize and putting an order to your life that God says to have. And obviously, like the Bible talks about in Hebrews, it says to not forsake the gathering of the body. And so you have to come together with other Christians.
Absolutely. And then maybe we can close on this. I don't know how long we are, Jordan. I know you were there.
We're like 22 minutes in. Okay. So we have a little time.
Bit. Okay.
Yeah, I think the, something like that.
With that, and Jordan knows this, we've been talking about kind of this itself for a long time. Like, I feel, at least I've been like, hey, Jordan, also, I'm such a, like, an old school, literal person. Pastor Michael says, hey, we need to do more walking with Jesus. All right, I'm going to walk more. Like, hey, we're going to fast, guys. We're going to fast. We're going to do some fast. I'm like, okay, I'm not eating. Like, I'm just like that. So it's like, I'm like, wow, I'm here. I'm listening, taking things in, growing stronger. I'm like, okay, I'm like feeling myself up now. Like, and it's just in me too. It's like, hey, I want to do more now. Like, mm-hmm. We would talk about a couple of different things we might do, and then I love this already. We're
this is your bread and butter.
68 minutes into this. So, and I'm like, oh, this could be you. And it just with doing it, other stuff will come from it. Such a literal thing is that at home, right before, at least for my kids go to bed, we kind of, if it's a bath or we, you know, last snack, or everyone has their own routines at home. And like maybe 8 minutes, 10 minutes before bed, we will watch something kind of as a family, or just kind of bounce. Each kid will have their own choice. And for years and years, and if you do this, it's amazing, but it would be, you know, the kids would want to watch Frozen or Trolls, or we went through Encanto and we went Moana. And now, like, and I told Jordan this, I've showed Jordan videos and pictures of this. Now we go on YouTube and the girls pick what favorite church song they want to put on. Like, what kind of, and it's
Let's
like,
go.
And it's, I think it's something that Susie and I are like working for, and we're here, and it's like, hey, we're here. Hey, the kids are here. Hey, we're listening to this. We love this. Hey, we put this in the car, and now they're getting it. So I feel like we're raising, you know, beautiful.
That's so cool.
You know, good Christian kids. Yeah. And it's just like, instead of...
You're instilling the right things.
Right. Like, yeah, long story short, yeah.
Scripture in Proverbs, it says, train a child up in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart from it. And I just have to piggyback off of this because I was so affected by this last week. Last week, we did the service about baptism last week. And in the week I was like, okay, I got friends that want to get baptized. Like, I started reading all these theology books about baptism, and I was just like sharpening my mind and like just making sure, like,
right,
okay, that I'm thinking right about all of these things. And I'm in the living room, I'm sitting just like this, legs crossed, and I'm reading this big, like, dense theology book. And Jones had a little like kid chair off to the side, and he has his own bookshelf over there full of all the kids' books. And he went over there, and he doesn't know what's going on. So the, I don't know why this happened. It had to be the Lord. But he walks over and he grabs his kid's Bible and he sits over there and he's just opened his kid's Bible. And there's this picture of me with the theology book and Jones with his kid's Bible.
Coolest
and
thing ever.
It was like, it's the coolest picture ever. Yeah. I want to have it framed and put on my desk at work.
Love it.
But this is what happened is like, I saw the picture and in my mind, I was like, there was even greater sense of responsibility. Like I felt like I have to do everything I can to make sure that like I'm raising him to know the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that when he's older, he won't depart from the things that we've taught him.
Right.
You know, so that he'll be saved by the, so every night we've been doing this whole life, but every night we pray before bed. And the three of us will hold hands and we'll pray and we're like, Lord, save our son's soul. We pray that you would help us raise him to know you, to love you, that he would do great things for you. We pray for his wife even. We're like, come on. And then at the very end, and we're like, in Jesus' name. And before we even say amen, he goes, amen. You know, like he's like ready for it. And
that's awesome.
I'm just like, and like we already have stuff in our family culture that we're like, we're instilling these things. Just having that picture, that literal picture, and that realization that he sees me and he does what I do.
Yeah.
It made me go, hey, we need to start doing this. Let's start praying before every meal. I told Brooke, like, let's make sure we're praying before every meal. Like, and we don't need to be super religious about things. Like it is a religion. We are religious.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be heavy handed or we're not going to be Pharisees about all this stuff, but we're going to show him the goodness in our life that has come from God. And what, like, if we're following God, like, what that does for us, and it gives us such peace, and we can honor the Lord, and we can still have fun, and we can still be, like, goofy, and I can throw you in the air, and it's great.
Absolutely.
But it just gave me this sense that, like, it's such a responsibility to be a father, and I need to take every gap that I can take and just go, you know what?
Yeah.
We serve the Lord. We love the Lord. And that's what I want for him more than anything, you know?
That's amazing.
That's really what I want.
That's amazing. There you go. Sometimes you don't like when someone hits like the game winning shot, the commentators, at least I was taught this, or at least in fights, a big win or a big knockout, like you're told to let it breathe.
Yeah.
That's what it's the lingo in the game. Like you just let that moment breathe. You just let the crowd react and the players or the, you know, the Jordan story, you let that one breathe. That one was good.
You can't let it breathe too long on a podcast.
right.
People go, what happened?
It's did I shut podcast.
It
off?
It just keeps going.
It's quiet in the car right now. They have to hit the fast forward button like four times, 30 seconds. Be like, oh, they're back. Okay.
It's like a commercial.
Those goofy dad men
those dad
drinking men. Coffee chat. Yeah. So, well, yeah, we'll come up with a name. I think just like in everything, it will hit one of us or both of us. We're gonna text each other. Be like, I was thinking those same three words too.
And, yeah, let's go.
And
or you know, maybe it's you. Put it in the chat. Put it in the comments if there's a comment section. Write me an email, Jordan@whitechapelchurch.com. Whatever. Yeah. Jordan@whitechapelchurch.com.
I didn't know that.
I mean,
so I just learned
keep it easy.
Email.
Yeah.
I just have his number.
I'm not giving you my phone number. Dave can have it. You can't.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So cool. So cool.
How we
so,
feel? Feel good?
Feel great.
This is a great, great episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep this train rolling. We're just getting started. Like a steam engine.
So cool. Yeah. Hey. That was awesome. I appreciate you so much on Sunday. I know you were like, oh, it was such an honor. I was like, when I let you know on Sunday, but then I think it was through text. I was like, hey, I don't know if I told you this, but like, I want you. I want you in there.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
It's a huge
honor. I'm a big Pastor Michael guy. Huge Pastor Michael guy.
Yeah.
And but I was like, no, I want Jordan in there. So I appreciate it, man. That was awesome. It's one of those 10, 12. If you ever seen the movie Inside Out, they have core memories.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, Pixar. It's a good one. And
core memory.
Yeah, that's a core. And it's so funny. Almost 40 years old, still having core memories.
That's awesome.
I don't know when they're going to stop. And I'm going to.
Just don't let them stop.
Yeah. That's the gist.
Maybe we should end with just a little cut to the baptism.
Okay.
Boom. This is Dave's baptism. There we go. Check it out. We'll talk to y'all next time.